Model Test 6. Section 1. Listening Comprehension. Part A. Directions. For questions 1 to 5, you'll hear a discussion on the survival of ballet. Listen to it and fill out the table with the information you've heard. Some of the information has been given to you in the table. Write only one word or number in each numbered box. You now have 25 seconds to read the table below.
The world of ballet is a world of beauty and fantasy. It is an escape from the real world. But ballet exists in the real world, and in the real world, everything needs money. The money we can afford for art is getting more and more scarce. Can ballet and other expensive arts survive? I spoke to Tony Barlow, who used to be a ballet dancer and is now press officer for the London Festival Ballet.
We must sell ourselves. We have to do this in the modern world. Art must compete in the marketplace.
You make art sound like business.
Well, in some ways we are a business. Today we have posters, leaflets, and advertisements. We have to use these in order to survive.
But can art pay for itself?
No. We must pay our orchestras and our 70 dancers. We have to buy scenery and costumes, and the cost of traveling and administration is very high. Even when the theatres are full, the money we get is not enough. So, we're given money by the Arts Council and the Greater London Council.
How much?
About £1,875,300.
So how much does a ballet ticket really cost the public?
The cheapest tickets are £2. But if we didn't get a subsidy, it would cost from £20 to £25. The Royal Opera is already charging £37, and that's with the subsidy.
But art is truth and beauty. Does truth and beauty really need so much money?
Yes. This is spectacular art. Ballets such as Sleeping Beauty and Swan Lake were made in a time of splendor. We're not in a time of splendor now, but people still want to see these ballets. However, if we find that we can't do ballets in the traditional way, we find other ways. You can do a lot with lighting and cheap materials. Also, we're looking for the ballets which don't need such expensive costumes and scenery. We're training our dancers to do more than dance. They're taught acting, makeup, and stage lighting. Ballet is becoming more a part of the theatre.
That is the end of Part A.